Hello and welcome to We Like Dota. This is Arian, yet again from ESL in Hamburg, sitting down with basically one of the big up-and-coming stars in the Dota 2 pro scene right now. Ace, hello, how are you today?
Hello, I'm fine.
Alright, let's just start, because we don't have a lot of time, with our community questions. What's your favorite cosmetic item in Dota 2?
My favorite cosmetic item?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a hard one, actually.
You can name a couple if you can't really narrow it down.
I think I like the Kunga, like the weapon, where it's like more like a gun, but not really a sword.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a gun.
The one that makes the shooting sound when you use tech.
Yeah. Okay. It just looks funny when you hit with it as well. I like the animation.
Okay. What's your pump up jam before you actually start a game? Like, do you like to listen to any music to hype you up before you go to a game? Or do you not like to listen to music at all?
I used to do that actually when I was kind of new. Because if you're really nervous, like you listen to some good music or like something that you're really comfortable with, and you like the nervousness might go away a bit. But I don't really do it anymore because I'm not really like nervous on the stage.
So now you're just cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah.
Okay. What other games do you play besides of Dota? Do you play anything at all that's not Dota? Or do you just, because most of the pros I've talked to during the past 2 days, they basically just play Dota and maybe something else to come.
I mean, usually I just play a lot of Dota, right? Because I don't really have that much time to play other games. I do play some other games sometimes. Like, I play some PUBG with my friends. Sometimes I play some CSGO. I played the, what's it called, like the Assassin's Creed, the new one when it came out a little bit. I play some new games, like hype games I play. I didn't play Fortnite yet, but
you want to try it?
All right. Nah, not really.
Is there a cosmetic item that you think is kind of pay to win? Or pay to lose?
Yeah, I think the Tinker boosted trouble when it came out. You can always see when Tinker is the one TPing, you can also hear it. So it's kind of pay to lose, because it doesn't really give you any advantages. Because everybody knows when Tinker is coming, and it's just like...
Also have that one that like really telegraphs the way the match of the machines is going to go. Maybe that's pay to lose.
Yeah, these kind of cosmetics kind of pay to lose.
So anything that kind of marks the radius. So you, even if it's like the best cosmetic ever, you wouldn't use it if it gives you a slight disadvantage.
Yeah,
we are pretty like casual Dota podcast, and for most of our listeners, Dota's like just like strictly a hobby. Can you kind of separate the fun and competitive aspect sometimes, or is it for you like every time you play Dota, you just have to try hard?
Nah. For sure, there's like some kind of balance. Like it's important to make the game not become like stale and like too much like work, kind of. Because if it does that, I think you just generally become worse at playing. You need to keep it to be a very fun game, because then you become more creative and like more motivated. So yeah, for me it's still really fun.
No one told me that like if you want to win, you basically have to have fun, because it makes you play better.
Exactly.
You really enjoy the game.
That's a good way to say it. Yeah, exactly. You play better when you have fun.
What's your favorite type of snack for boot camps, but it can't be one of your sponsors?
Favorite kind of snack? I mean, I'm kind of like a guy who just eats kind of everything, you know? I don't really have a favorite.
Okay.
I like a lot of, like, I like chocolate, I like chips, I like different guys.
Name a pro player, he can't be in your team right now, who you have a lot of respect for, and tell us why.
Just one?
Mm-hmm. You can name a couple. Sanya gave me like 20.
There's many, like Miracle and No One, I think. Like particularly because they're just really good at like laning, especially just at the game, right? Like you play against some No One, you think you're really good in some matchup in middle or something, and then it just like goes even or kind of wins the matchup.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing how it just plays really well.
Okay.
Same with Miracle, I'd say.
What's the weirdest thing about your hotkey layout? Or like the interface, for example, Insania told me that he has this mini map on the right side.
Oh yeah. I don't know if there's anything weird about it. I just have a lot of hotkeys. Like for example, when I play Meepo, I think I have 11 control groups or something.
11 control groups?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you a StarCraft player at all?
I played some StarCraft. I think I'm Diamond in StarCraft 2.
Okay. I don't know anything about StarCraft.
Yeah,
but
also Warcraft. Also played some Warcraft. But yeah.
Speaking of like updates, what are your predictions for 7.2, or what would you like to see changed? For example, do you enjoy the 2-1-2 meta, or do you think it should be changed up again? Did you like tri lanes or solo lanes better?
think like laning is a bit too big right now. Like the thing about the 9 creeps just gives a bit too little. They need to like do a little bit of change into that. It's like jungling is just out of the meta kinda. You just don't jungle. Because of all this deny thing. Probably makes, I mean, I don't know, like I don't really enjoy when they change the game too much all the time as well. But it's just like, it's a bit weird at the moment, I feel like.
So would you change the laning focus up by like changing denies again, or would you just like to add more comeback mechanics to the game again, so you can maybe lose your lane hard but then still come back in the end?
It's hard to say. It's really hard to say, honestly. But maybe like lessen the deny a little bit.
Okay.
But at the same time, it is kind of cool that you can like have a good matchup and just win the lane so hard in a way that you can't really do anything. Compared to before, it didn't really matter if you win the lane that much. Well, it's hard to say.
I think that's it for our questions. Thank you for sitting down with me. Hello, welcome to We Like Dota. It's Aaron yet again, this time sitting down with the one and only, the myth, the legend, PPD. Hello, how are you today?
What's up? I'm doing well.
Yeah, you're basically the unofficial patron saint of our podcast. Maybe you don't know it. My two co-hosts are really big fans of yours. And let's just start with the community question. So, can we count your move to EU as an acknowledgement of which region is superior?
Well, I think the whole superiority region thing is a little overblown. But I do think that Europe in general has a larger player pool and as a result has a higher kind of like... There's a lot more skilled players in Europe than there are in North America for sure. I would have loved to... form a team and create and play in North America this year, but my goals are to be the best team I can, and the players that were available to me were European and they wanted to stay in Europe, so we did.
Kind of a follow-up question, what we're seeing right now is that the lines between regions are getting kind of blurred. For example, PSG picking up LGD or the face of NA Dota moving to EU. Do you think like having set region slots at events even makes sense because Dota is so international?
I do agree that Dota is very international at this point. I mean, for the excluding a couple, like maybe the Chinese teams, I don't really know if there's another team that doesn't kind of just speak English, right? Everybody just speaks English because people are from all over the world on these teams. And I think it kind of makes sense for regions to have slots because... You can't really have this kind of like cross-region competition because of latency and ping on servers. So that's kind of needed. I'm not like super sold. I'm not sure about it.
For example, if ping just wasn't an issue, would you say having region slots doesn't make sense?
Definitely not. I mean, if ping didn't matter and we all, like, let's just say we took the League of Legends approach and we all lived in Los Angeles. We had 100 Dota teams living in Los Angeles competing, right? We could have qualifiers, and then, you know, all you would have to do is play the qualifier to the top 16, and then the top 16 teams would go to the event. That would be an ideal, perfect scenario for competition.
Okay. If we like Dota, we have a saying that goes heads before strats, because we don't really care about strats, but we really like our cosmetic item. So what's your favorite cosmetic item in the game?
Ooh, I've been playing some Batrider recently in pubs. I just got the Crow. Right, the Crobat was in like the new chest. That one's pretty cool.
Not the Manta Ray?
I don't know if I have that one. I'm not a big cosmetics guy. I got one of the Crimson Witness, like the red things. I sold the Wraithing Sword for like $500. So I have like $500 on my Steam wallet. So when the new chest came out, I was like, I'll drop some money on this.
From that we can take that you only care if it looks cool. You don't really care if it's like very expensive or mythical something.
I don't buy the really expensive stuff. I don't feel like it's a good investment of my money.
True. What's your pump up jam? Do you have any music you like to listen to BBs so you hype yourself up for a game?
Yeah, I listen to gangster rap music. I've been listening to Too Short recently. I don't know, he's pretty hardcore. I like him.
Do you play any other video games that are not necessarily Dota?
I do. Not recently. I just bought and played this snowboard game called Steep. It's pretty bad. I think Ubisoft makes it, or one of the AAA game companies, and they did a horrendous job, but it's snowboarding nonetheless, so it's kind of fun.
Okay.
I've played a lot of Skyrim and Elder Scrolls games. I played The Witcher. I'm looking forward to playing Red Dead Redemption when I can get my hands on it. Probably after the major. I mean, I'm down to play just about any games. I play all the sports games.
Okay.
All good.
What's your adult beverage of choice when gaming? Like, so uncle Boxy likes drinking beer a lot, apparently, before.
You're talking about alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol. What's
while it? Gaming?
Not necessarily when you're, like, going to compete or play in a qualifier, but just when you want to chill and hang out. Or do you do it at all?
No, I'm not a big drinker nowadays. Not that
you were a big drinker before?
Not that I ever was, okay. No. No, I just stayed in my room and played video games. I wasn't really a part of the party scene, you know, when I was 20, 21, when people kind of get into it in America. I just drink beer or whiskey.
Okay.
If I'm in super party mode, I'll get, like, an old-fashioned. That's kind of my cocktail of choice. And then for beers, I'll do, like, a light pilsner or kind of like my cheap go-to beer is a Dos Equis, which is a Mexican beer.
Okay. What's your favorite type of snack for boot camps? That can't be a sponsor of yours.
Oh, no. I don't think we have a snack sponsor. My favorite snacks at boot camp would be... I like almonds, just like plain almonds. Those are really filling and healthy. And yeah, those are nice. I also like those, like, in America we have these, like, Miss Vicky's jalapeno potato chips. Those are super good.
Sounds disgusting.
Those are super good. Bananas are always a solid choice.
Okay, so you basically take the healthy approach aside from the disgusting chips.
Yeah, I tried to. I mean, if I lose at an event, I'll kind of, like, treat myself and maybe have a candy bar or something, but I don't regularly eat junk food.
Do you think, like, being physically healthy and physically fit is impacting your performance at all?
I think when you eat healthier, I think you feel better, and I think when you feel better, you play better. So
right.
I do my best, but I'm not like religious about it. Like, I'll eat a pizza if I want.
Okay, since we're running out of time, let's just skip to some of the serious questions. What I really wanted to ask, name a pro player who's not currently associated with your team that you have a lot of respect for. Tell us why.
I like Dendy and I like Mason from North America. I think that they're both really talented players, and I think that they're very incredibly dedicated to the game, and I wish that they would have more success.
Okay. For many of, like, our listeners, because we kind of cater to casual Dota players, we basically just play for fun. Do you also sometimes play for fun, or do you have to take the game 100% serious all the time?
I didn't for the longest time, but this year I've been trying to kind of just, like, party queue a little bit more with people and friends, and to take the game less seriously and just kind of enjoy, more so just enjoy each other's company, more so than Dota itself. I think that in the past I've kind of taken for granted relationships and, like, friendships with people, and mostly focused on the competitive and, like, professional business side of all of this. But what I've come to realize this year is that having close friends and having, like, those are just as important for business as anything else.
That's a great answer. So party queue is basically where you relax, because party rank really doesn't matter.
No, yeah, I don't really care about winning, but it's kind of fun to just relax and play heroes that aren't necessarily meta and just kind of mess around.
Okay. We only have 3 questions left. Well, what's kind of the biggest thing you learned as your time as EG CEO, and what kind of motivated you to get back into playing?
Sure. I think one of the biggest things that I was able to learn, or what I got out of it, was I gained a lot of perspective. I've been kind of on, like, all sides of Dota, as a player, as a captain, as a CEO, as a caster, as an analyst. I've kind of done just about all of it. And now I'm even, like, running my own tournament with NADCL. So I talk to a lot of players, obviously, all the time, and a lot of them don't really understand other people's perspectives, and I kind of think that I have a better grasp on it than other people do. So it's just I feel like I have a wealth of experience in this Dota industry.
I know some people like to say if you want to learn carry, you should learn support, because then you know what you want from your support. Is that the same
exactly
as being a camp?
That's,
you just take in everything and have a lot of perspectives on stuff?
That's a great analogy.
All right. In general, what do you think makes a successful and effective team captain? Is it leadership or is it more individual skill?
Oh, it's all about communication and your ability to facilitate learning, right? Like, the biggest thing that I'm able to do is to take all of my teammates' ideas, put them together, and create one game plan for us. You know, making sure that we prepare an ample amount before our matches, you know, making sure that we actually put in the work that it takes to be successful. And because I've won TI before, I kind of know what it takes to win again.
Okay, that's a great answer. Last question, courtesy of our wonderful co-host Baby Buck Troy. She's a support player and she just wants to know, because of course she wouldn't match up to you, what's the most efficient thing like someone in the ancient level could do to improve their support gameplay?
I think you should watch your own replays and really kind of question all the moves that you make. Think about, why are you doing what you're doing? What is the purpose? Are you preparing to get ready for the bounty runes? Are you posturing yourselves to take a teamfight around this tier 1 tower? Is Roshan about to spawn? Maybe you shouldn't risk going high ground in case you don't have buybacks. Dota is, it's mathematic, right? Mm-hmm. It is, you can calculate it. And there's a lot of variables, so it's often hard to kind of put it on paper. Mm-hmm. But there's always something to be doing.
I think
every move should have purpose.
That's a great way to end it on. Thank you, PBD, for sitting down with me. And see you guys.